Welcome to AI Today, where we will provide you with a summary of 3 to 5 interesting articles every day. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, and on this day back in 1993, Gary Coleman won $1.8 million lawsuit against his parents. That's what you're talking about, Willis. Money. Since it's the 23rd, we just have 3 articles for you today. The first article is the 5 things everyone should know about cloud AI. According to a Sequoia Capital partner brought to you by Business Insider, here's the overview for you. First off, cloud is going to become AI. I mean, all of the cloud will be based on AI. Next, AI is not magic. It's math. Artificial intelligence is just more and more mathematical computations done rapidly, which at some point, for a moment, seems magical. But it never is. Third, AI should learn from the internet revolution. Let's learn a lesson from the dot-com boom, when many overvalued companies imploded as they failed to materialize as real companies. The business case must always be there, with the customer centered, or AI will not be practical. The 4 things you should know about cloud AI is that every company has a horizontal AI opportunity. Every company can bake AI into their business using the same basic horizontal stack or processes that take raw data and turn it into actionable intelligence that can be used in different ways across business units. And finally, AI startups can also focus on verticals. There are also AI startups that are providing products tailored to more specific business needs. The key in picking great AI startups is being able to measure how a company is helping its customers. It has to be a real business with outputs that can be quantified. The second article is from Information Age, titles Why AI Cannot Be Blamed for Its Bias. Here's the quick summary for you. Observation of ethics is key when it comes to minimizing AI bias. Jose Rodriguez Alberto Ruiz, Chief Data Protection Officer at Cornerstone On Demand, explains why artificial intelligence can't be blamed for bias. Artificial intelligence can sometimes get lumbered with some bad reputation. The University of Cambridge announced last year that it would be the first university to offer an AI ethics postgraduate course. Yet, despite this stride forward, AI ethics education is not yet an essential aspect of computing courses. The fundamentals of ethical AI must be taught in educational environments. Otherwise, a lot of elements of working with AI will need to be unlearned. The third and final article for today is from Analytics Insights with an article about AI mobile applications. The article is Make Way for Cloud-Based AI Mobile Applications. Here's the quick overview for you. You're right now probably using cloud-based AI mobile applications. In recent years, mobile learning and artificial intelligence enormously have affected the manner in which people collaborate with machines and the demand for experiences that are more custom fitted to the individual client is developing each day. The distinction today is, smartphones incorporate cloud-based AI alongside built-in AI. Inside cloud edges, the more extensive artificial intelligence is seeing the development of AI to the edge. Going about as an impetus, AI is proceeding to improve mobile applications. This can be utilized to offer rise to a completely cloud-controlled AI ecosystem of mobile applications.